This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
As we begin the 3 weeks leading to Tisha B'Av, I'd like to pick a topic, an old topic, much spoken about, yet every time and every year, this Kufitz Kedaitim Mechazik. And of course, that's the Indian of Sinas Chino. Churban Abayis is because of Sinas Chino, the Gemara tells us. Let's discuss Sinas Chino. Maybe better yet, the Eitzes. How to combat Sinas Chino. A lot is spoken about the chisarin, the problem. Let's focus on the tikkun. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Kol asher b'yomov le'nivne Beis HaMikdash kilu nechrav. Let's talk about binyan. Mas beretnish binyan memeil is charev. I'd like to discuss it through the parsha that we just had, Parsha's Balak. It's interesting, the parsha is called Balak, yet the Gemara calls it Parsha's Bilam. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Yudalit Amid Beis, Moshe Kosav Sifrei Uparshas Bilam V'Iyav. Gemara calls this parsha of Balak, it's the parsha of Bilam. What is the parsha of Bilam? Obviously, it's the way the Briska Rav explains it. It's a chumish b'fnei atzmei. It had its own parsha, parsha's Bilam. So what is parsha's Bilam? So I think to understand good versus Bilam, what did Bilam want, and how do we combat Bilam? We have to use a Mishnah, a Mafteach, a key to understanding the parish of Bilam. Shteitzach, in the stomach, heard a lot of raid in the past. All the darshanim are busy with this parish. Let me not play on that Mishnah. The Mishnah in Novus Perikei tells us, Kol sheyesh bo shloisha dvarim halalu is mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. And that is Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shveila. These good midas is talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. And the opposite, if you have an Ayin Ra, a Ruach Gevaya is mitalmidav shel Bilam Arasha. And the Mishnah explains, my bane, this is the difference between these Talmidim and those Talmidim, the Talmidim of Avram and the Talmidim of Bilam. The Mefarshim ask, why are we discussing the Talmidim? Discuss the people themselves. The Chilik Tzavishin, Avram and Bilam. Favaz Dafmin Unkumin, why do we have to come on to understanding the Talmid? Chazosh with Talmidim. Ma Bein Avram Le Bilam. Famous question. Bisachadev, the Belzer, the Malgazak, the Meredik Avot. Sometimes you can't see the difference between the Rebbes. Sometimes they both walk around with, you'll fill in the blanks yourselves, looking as if they're both Verveis Vos, and it's hard to differentiate. Where do you see the difference? The difference is in the Talmidim. The Talmidim of Avram are Kentic one way. The Talmidim of Bilam, you see what the Rebbe was. But sometimes the individual Rebbe is alone, not clear, it's not black and white. There's room for confusion. Valacharaya, that's why the Mishnah has to come and tell you, Ma'bein. Otherwise, what do you have a Shaila? Ma'bein. Hatadasa given a tzaddik and dasa given a rasha. Huh? What's the shaila? The teretz is, the Mishnah is trying to give us and advice. Try to open our eyes that we can be able to tell the difference. Good, famous teretz. But Rabbi Sai, it's Ogen Nachat Teretz. I want to be magdim. There's a gewaldige, gewaldige Ara for Rabbi Tzadik HaKayim. I'm Shemayadik Ara on the Mishnah. Beautiful, beautiful Ara. We know that Bilam was the counterpart of Mesha. The Goyim Tainid, that they also want a Navi, had the Rabbi Shem Gegeben Unz Mesha, and the Goyim had the Gegeben Bilam. They lived in the same generation. He was the Navi L'Yisrael, and has given the Navi L'Misaylam. So the question is, why don't we say the chilik to Vishimesh and Bilam? Why are we talking about the chilik between Avram and Bilam? The Talmidim of Avram, the Talmidim of Bilam, talk about in the same tkufa. When you want to say the chilik to Vishin, these Talmidim and those Talmidim, you bring two yeshivas in the same generation, or in the same tkufa, or in the same place, and look at the difference. You wouldn't talk about a yeshiva from today and say, give a cook the chilik zwischen Heint, del yeshiva and Valojan. We have no shaykhs to it. It's not even to be compared. As a fract, Reb Tzadik HaKayim, Pasha Shmini. Now the truth is, Bilam has been around way before. Bilam's been around quite a while. Huh? Mitlavan, according to one sheet, we're going to get to that. Yeah, so I don't know if it's so much. It predates maybe Meisha Rabbeinu all the way to Avraham Avinu. About Kulpanim, Al Kulpanim Rabbeinu Saidas is the Kasha. So let's be Mazak, Ibechazan, Vaz Vilminda, Vil Fashtein Bilam. You want to understand the Pasha Bilam. We want to see the Pshat in the Mishnah, and through the Mishnah to understand what was Bilam all about. We talk about the Talmidim and not Bilam Alein. And we also talk about Bilam as opposed to Avram and not as opposed to Meisha Rabbeinu. There's a lot in the Sfarim, in the Mefarshim, in the Darshanim. What exactly was the goal of Balak and Bilam? States of the Pasuk says, Kavili, Shilton. That we know, that's pretty obvious. As the Goy will Shilton the Yid, and as Bilam will Shilton Klal Yisrael, that's a pretty much given. But what was the underlying, the whole plan of Balak and Bilam, to bring Bilam to Klal Yisrael? I mean, Lamaise, if he wants to curse, he could have cursed him from where he was also. Aklalavi Bilam Git Mustam has long term, it could come from very far away. It doesn't have to be, he stands over Klal Yisrael to Shilton. You see that he wanted that he should go and see and view Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah says Ayin Ra, it has something to do with his eye, Shesum Ayin, Bilam's eye. He wanted that Bilam should have a look. So what did he want? Shteit Nasach, Hasach, Mefarshim, Saniguri Al Yisrael. He wanted Bilam to go and see the chisreinus. He wanted to see the weak points of Klal Yisrael. He was pleasantly surprised. Matayv Olach Yaakov, wherever he went, he didn't see it. But originally the plan of Balak was that Bilam should come zen shlechts of Klal Yisrael. That's what he wanted. And the Mela, that the Kenan Shilton, he'll be able to curse. There's an interesting lashon in the pasuk that the Mefarshim speak about. When you look at the chisreinus of Klal Yisrael, what are you trying to do? You're trying to bring down Klal Yisrael as a unit of achdus, a unit of greatness. Makes a pirut. Cook del mensch, medel mensch, medel chisaren. When you start looking at the chisreinus, what it does is it makes pirut in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael left Hamam Levodot. It was a tremendous nation. When you want to take apart Klal Yisrael. That leads to all the chesreinus and all the problems. The pasuk says, "Vayoyim emoyel v'ziknei midyon ato yilachechu hakohol es kol svivoyseinu kilchei chasher es yerek hasode." Hakohol, it's interesting lashon. Normally, it's a nation. Why all of a sudden it uses the lashon hakohol? Ato, what was he afraid of? He was afraid of yilachechu hakohol. When Klal Yisrael is united, when Klal Yisrael is a kohol, it's together a mechuber, it's a kehila, it's a gathering which unites. There's no way of stopping it. And that's what Midyon, Moyev and Midyon are afraid of. Hakohol. The Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Right? And we're going to show you throughout the parsha that Bilam is trying to see the Chisaron in Klal Yisrael, that they don't have Achdus. He's trying to find that Klal Yisrael is not an Am Echad, it's not a Miuchad, it's not a Hakol, and thus gives him the Koyach to puncture Klal Yisrael, that there should be Shaykh to be Chalan in a Klal. There's a very famous Vat Rabbi say. It's a Vertel. It's a famous Vertel. The Abt Rav once said that Balak is Oisius v'haftel reyecha kameicha. Talmidim am gekookt. Yeah, he's already looked. Don't worry, it doesn't work out. It's not true. V'haftel is with a vav. It's not with a base. And kameicha is with a chav. It's not with a kuf. But Abt Rav gesagt, Balak is v'haftel reyecha kameicha. So I asked him, but it's not. He said, you see, you don't understand. As Mahat Avas Yisrael, it works. It's there. You can find it ready in Balak. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's not. Say, why did he want that in the parsha of Balak, Zaligin V'Haftar Re'echa Kameicha? What did he want? Balak is V'Haftar Re'echa Kameicha. Abbeis, as we will explain on the Vertel. The Vertel was just to wake you up a little bit, Abbeis. To show you how Bilam is looking to undermine the Kayach of Klal Yisrael that they have V'haftar Re'echa Kameicha. Knowing that all destruction and all bad in Klal Yisrael is rooted. And all the Gullison are rooted. And the chisaron of v'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha sinas chinam. Balak, the idea of Balak is anti v'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha. And why is Balak taka not matzliach? We'll soon see. Let us learn the psuk. Pasuk tells us that he takes Bilam. This is by Chamishi. He takes Bilam. Come with me, Bilam. Again, you'll be able to see Klal Yisrael. Efes kotseyu tire. You'll see a part of it, but you won't see all of it. What does he want, Balak? What's Bilam? And the Tarit says that's exactly what he wants. It's not by default. That was his cheshbon. Efes kotseihu tira. You should see a part. You focus in on one part. You'll find chisreinus. You'll find holes. You'll find where you should be able to see evil and bad and mistakes. But if you look at kulay, you look at the entire Klal Yisrael, and it's all much more beautiful. You see a beautiful klal, hakel, when it's together. So Balak's kavan, his plan is, that he should focus ayin ra on one particular part and one particular chisaron, and not to see the entire scope of what Klal Yisrael is and the greatness that Klal Yisrael achieves. I want to tell you of a meir de gevar from my zayde zecharin l'vracha. Atoyv olech Yaakov mishkanei secho Yisrael. Rashi brings two drashes chazal on this. One is, Rosh ein pischei mechuvanim. He saw that the doors were not facing each other, the windows were not facing each other. Shein misarvin, that they don't mix together. One pshat. That's Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. The tents are so beautiful. He brings another pshat. Matoivu, it's the Bati Knesiyos and the Bati Midrashis. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. The truth is, Chazal actually darshan on the Pasik Shoichin Lishvatov. Ayar Bilam, he sees that they're Shoichin Lishvatov. Rosh Ein Pischeim Mechuvanim Ve'ein Misarvin. And interestingly enough, Rashi doesn't bring it on the Sheikhin Lishvatov, where Chazal darshan it. He puts it on the Pasuk of Matayv Olach Yaakov. Farshim have already dealt with this kasha. It's a famous question. Zayda Zechayin Levracha said, I married the Gevart. Zayda said, you know, Ein Misarvin, the fact that they don't mix, and the Pischeim Einam Mechavanim could be a chisarn. Why do we look at it as a maila? Everybody lives for himself. The goyim, every guy, he knows what's going on. The guy down the block, what's faces? This is a sign of business. It's not his business. So why are we looking at it as a maila, Shein Misarvin? Fakert, maybe it's a chisarangar. My grandfather used to say, I remember him telling this, that when he came to America, it was a culture difference from Europe to America. And one of the hardest things to get used to was the expression, mind your own business. You would go with a fella and you tell him, I hear you have a problem with Parnosa, mind your own business. Mind your own business. It is my business. Chidin, we live one for the other as brothers. So it took him a very long time to swallow. Lashon Yiddish is fadayin, to chew up and swallow the concept of mind your own business. So maybe it's a chisaron shein misarvin zeh bezeh rosh ein pischeim mechuvanim. But then what happened was he looked at the Bati Knesiyos, the Bati Midrashis. There he saw that they don't live separate. The Mishsachayin Einam and Tzveitin, they live together. So then he looked back and he realized this, that in the homes their ein misarvin comes from Tzneis. If he would just focus on the homes, maybe it's a chisavin, maybe they don't care about one the other. But now, that in the Batik Nesiyo, Yisubatim, Midrashis, they live with unity. They should live in unity, Al Kapanim. The Mela, that fataiches, that shows that when they are in the homes and their aim is sarvim, it comes from a good place. Not from not caring. And that's Matoivu Alecha. The two Chazalim together bring out Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, the home, and then you look at the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesses. If you think deeper into the Pshat of the Zayin Zecharin Levracha, it's a Meri D'Ka'ara. What comes out is that you have to see the whole picture. That's really what the Vart is really trying to say. When you zoom in on one part, you might see it doesn't make sense. It looks like there's a chisaron of caring. But then if you look at the entire picture of it, the full scope, the kulay, if it's Ephes Kutseyu Sira, you'll come up with a little bit of questions. But the kulay, when you look at it, all of it as a whole, you'll see Klal Yisrael is an Am like no other nation. You know, Rabbi Isai, there's no way to sugarcoat this. We'll be seeing and hearing things throughout our lives that bring to question our Avas Yisrael. It's just the way it is. There's things that we have questions and we see behaviors and it goes to the core. The question. All the talk that we have of how great Klal Yisrael is and how beautiful Klal Yisrael is. What's the answer to that? How do we respond to that? It's a tremendous question, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the answer? You see sometimes things and there's no answer to it. And we question, how could you do a thing like this? How could Klal Yisrael? And I believe that that's part of the answer. You look at the individual person or the individual circumstance, you have to look at the whole picture. Klal Yisrael as a whole has greatness that no other nation and no other peoples have. Recently, an organization of Chesed came to speak to me. And the person was going on and on about all the politics that he has to deal with on a constant basis. And this issue and that issue, and you saw that he was so troubled by it. I told him one sentence, I don't even know if I knew at the moment, at the time, what I was saying was so profound, but it seemed like he walked away so moved by it. I said, it's true that we falter. But nobody rallies like Klal Yisrael around the mitzvah, around the chesed. Yes, we fight. I'm not going to say we don't. In family fighting, so to speak. We fight, but we rally much better than we fight as well. Push comes to shove. We're there. And I said, Kubi, that's the pshat in the Chazal. Chazal say that when Bilam went, he was makid the osain three times. It was a remes. Why three? At the bull akir, you're coming to uproot an ummah chayeges gimel regalim that they're oiler regel three times a year. Why that mitzvah more than any other mitzvah? Why was the mitzvah of aliyah regel the symbol, Klal Yisrael's greatness? You're coming to be oiker the greatness, Klal Yisrael. Look, they're oiler regel three times a year. I saw a gewaldig word for Shlomo Kluger. I think it's good to say it over. It's Chemerdik Vot. There's a medrash that says that the Rebbeinu Shleilam told Bilam, I'm not going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Who's going to keep the Torah if I do? So Bilam said, quite foolishly, but he said, I'll keep the Torah. Yeah. Stami, he overlooked the fact that he lived with an Osim. Stam, I guess he didn't know that that's Osim and Atayra. Bal Kapanim, he claimed he'll keep the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam tells him, wait a minute. What do you do with Eilu Regel? The Gemara says in Chagiga, if someone is Shtumai and he's blind in one eye, he can't be Eilu Regel. So at the Mangishrin, Rasha, what are you going to do with Eilu Regel? It's a shame of drush, huh? Good. But he's like, what is a pshat in the Chazal? B'vay kol Yisrael, B'vay says Pnei Hashem, Klal Yisrael unites. At home, all year, they're squabbling, machlekesin, it's normal, it's life. But they rally. B'vay kol Yisrael, B'vay says Pnei Hashem, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to Inyani Kedusha, when it comes to Kvod Shemayim and Kvod Beis Hashem, they rally. Kol Yisrael. Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel also was where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Hakel. The Koyach. To unite as one. At the Bolakir. You're coming to be Oiker, a Klal that's able to be Oiler Regel. And this is what I told this person. Focus on all the beautiful stories where you saw Yidden came to rally behind your Tzedakah Chesed organization And don't focus on all the squabbles, the daily bickering. And he walked away very, very moved. And then I told him a story which I'm going to share with you. I want you to take it with you for Tisha B'Av. Think about this story. I've said it in the past, but I don't know if everyone has heard it, and it's kedai for everyone to hear. My second son was born Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was at night. It was a whole night delivery. It was a long night. My shviga was there by the delivery. The doctor, she came in. She was there. In the morning, she needed a coffee. After the baby was born, she needed a coffee. Al-Kalpanim, I was very happy to get it for her because I felt she needed it as well. So I went down in NYU. They have a cafeteria in the basement. I went down 6:30 in the morning. A lady walks over to me. It was pretty obvious that she was not from the more right-wing communities, more from different communities. And she started telling me with such bolster, happiness, excitement. You heard what happened by so-and-so Hasidim. Maybe it's good I tell you. Okay, Babov, you heard what happened in Babov. I was out of the loop, so to speak, for 24 hours. I was in the hospital. I had no idea what was going on outside. I said, no. And I thought maybe the Babov Rebbe was avek. I didn't know what, you know. But she said it with such glee and excitement. She said that they nebuch, they chopped. I mean, she didn't say the word nebuch, but I'm adding because I feel very difficult repeating it even. Found two yidden smuggling things that they shouldn't have been smuggling. And they arrested them. And to her, this was a mitziah. Huh, take a look, you see? Look at the chassidish cries. To me, I don't remember feeling pain so much, but like what I heard, it like it was a dagger in my heart to hear this. I couldn't believe how I was hearing it. The whole thing was bothering me, and the way she repeated it, and I knew I had to respond. I knew I had to respond, but I'm not good at it. I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. I'm good at saying nice things to people. I'm not that good at saying sharp things and techacha. And I remember saying, Rabbi Hashem, help me. L'chvoidcha, l'chvoid Yisrael, help me. Help me respond the right words. What came out of my mouth? Again, b'siyata d'shmaya. What came out of my mouth was, you know, if you ever fell in the street and you needed help, the first people to jump to your aid would be these Babov Hasidim with the Hatzalah. Nobody else would run and go and put themselves out there for you. Don't talk about them. You might need them one day. And I was shocked that I was able to come up with this. But as I thought about it, I realized I was saying a myriad of words. Yes, Ephes Katseyu. I want to focus on this chisaron and that chisaron. Although the kulai, look at the whole sum total. When we rally, fast forward 10 years later, my same son that was born Erev Rosh Hashanah, he was a 10-year-old boy. Like some of the 10-year-old boys, I can't say all, but Chalamayd didn't exactly wake up for a 6:30 minyan that I went to. Okay? Chalamayd Sukkis woke up a little later. He wakes up. He wants to go daven. Baruch Hashem. I told him, if you want to go daven, you should have woken up 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. I'm not going to tell you what time it really was. It was a lot later than that. Then I'll take you to daven. Especially the day was planned for trips, chalamayt, right? My wife had it all planned out. Akinville davening, him, his brothers. I said, you know what? I'll take you all to Babov. There you can get a late minyan. But you got only an hour. Make it work, okay? Don't start prodding, you know, ganze halls over here. You got an hour, I'm picking you up in an hour. I drop them off, I come back an hour later to pick them up. I'm in front of Bubba on the avenue. I think it's 15. I'm on the avenue. They come into the car, and my son tells me, you know, I left my Hadassim or his Harav, his son, he left something. He's going back. Okay. Starts going back. All of a sudden, I hear screaming. Shite, fidget. Yankel's a fazatik, atabix, he has a gun. Commotion. I start to look around and I see what's going on. Spanish person, a hoodlum, was trying to chop a Yiddish kid, he was trying to grab a kid. And these, Baba see them as they walked out from Shul with their lulav and esrit. They see this. So they ran to save the kid. I hear, I'm not big, they have a gun. I'm ready to put my foot on the gas and get out of there as quickly as possible. But I know I have my son is in. And these two people are running to the kid to save him, knowing this. Running, not that big, he has a gun. They held the guy down, the police came, and we saw the entire story right by our car. It happened right in front of us. I thought to myself, b'schus, I was melamed b'schus 10 years earlier. And I understood the maila of Hatzalah that they had, one for the other. Rabbi Hashem showed it to me. The kuloi tira, I saw it. Maybe she gave me to see it, just like my Bilam. Bilam got to see the whole picture. When you focus in on one part, you have to know that there's a kulay tira and you will see it. Chazal tell us that Bilam is lava. The Medrash, Bilam, his foot, as he goes with us in Batilacher Shalakir, it got hit against the wall and there was avonim there, there was stone, says Chazal, that it was a remiss to him. What was the remiss? The remiss was that you're trying to destroy Klal Yisrael, but you made a treaty, Eid HaGal HaZeh, because Bilam is Lavan, and Lavan made a treaty with Yaakov. He put up a stone as a monument that he won't hurt the children of Yaakov. How could you forget that? They state in Medrash. Bilam and Lavan. What's the connection between Bilam and Lavan? You know, it says in Chazal, Lavan, and we say it, Nagod the Lavan, Bikesh, Laker es HaKel. How did Lavan want to destroy everything? And the Stam every year, Nagod, you probably hear all different tayras about it. How did Lavan want to destroy everything? Abesai, let me tell you, Agavaldi Gavot. I was thinking about it. Lavan wanted to make the pirut in Klal Yisrael. When Yankiv went, the stone 12 turned into one. The avoid of Yaakov was mitosi shleima, that Klal Yisrael should unite, and that's how Klal Yisrael could survive. Lavan wanted there should be many wives. Why did Lavan want there should be many wives? What was that all about? And the Teretz is, he wanted there should be Pirud and Machlokes. And he was almost successful, Ruvain. It was Bilbil Yitzui Aviv and Yosef with the brothers, with Ruvain. And it was a whole to-do in the different families. That's Lavan Bikesh. Laker Es HaKoyl. How? By making a pirud in Klal Yisrael. And that was understood, that when Klal Yisrael is united, Klal Yisrael could survive all the tzaras and all the golos. I see the time, but Rabbi say, let me quickly tell you something beautiful. Shteit in Chazal, it's a targum, that when the story of Shittim and the Bnei Ismayev and they were Mimzana, it says that they were standing, the Heim of Boichim Pesach Oyel Mayit. What were they by Chazal say it's a targum koyrim kriyashma? They were reading kriyashma. Why were they reading kriyashma? Pashit, I would have said, because the Gemara says that when you see the Yetzirah is going to you, that's when laying in kriyashma. So you take the Gemara brachas. So they were sitting and they were reading kriyashma. Vehem boichim kain kriyashma. They were reading kriyashma because that's a protection against the averes. Where did Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael, come from? The Rambam tells us, put that in Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam tells us it was Kriyashma. Where does it come from? Klal Yisrael told us to Yankiv Avinu when he gathered them around his bed. Hey, Osvu Vagid Lachem, Eisa Sheyikre Eschem, Ba'achris Hayomim. And the Medrash, the Rambam brings it, that Yaakov was very concerned about what's going to be Ba'achris Hayomim. What was his concern? Shema Yesh Lachem Machloikis. The Lashon of the Chazal is Machloikis al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machloikis, the word Machloikis, very funny word. Machloikis al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe a Chaluk, to be Chaylik, I don't know, Machloikis. It's a funny Lashon, Machloikis. Pshat is Pasha, I don't have time to bring you all the Marim Mekayimus, but it's Emes. That if there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, then it's not Hashem Echad. It's just the way it is. Klal Yisrael, when they're united, that's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And this is what they answered. They answered this to Yaakov Avinu. Shema Avinu Yisrael. What's Avinu Yisrael? Yisrael is a bechina when Klal Yisrael is united. Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged or kiish echad, b'leiv echad. What's Yisrael? Says the Zohar, Da Yisrael Saba. That when Klal Yisrael is Vayichan, that's Yisrael Saba. Avinu Yaakov. It's not Yaakov, it's Avinu Yisrael. Do Yisrael Saba, Vayichan Shom Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael is united. Shema Avinu Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And if you notice, we say in the Haggadah, Ki Ochal Es Yaakov, Es Naveyu Heishamu. I think it's Emes Epshat, I better say. Ochal is a Lashon Yachid. Should say Ki Ochal. Throughout the Doiris, Ki Ochal, Shvay Chamascha, Lagoyim, Ashelo Yaducha. Many Goyim, why Ochal? And why Yaakov? And the Teretz Rabbi say is that when we're Yaakov, we're not Yisrael, we're not united, and the Goyim are united. Ochal to destroy us. Ki Ochal es Yaakov, Loshin Yochit. I once heard a word from Rabbik. We have to hate Moyev. Why? The pasuk is very complicated in Lashon. It starts off what? And Olecha is also Lashon Yachitz. It should say Asher Sachru Aleichem. So I heard from a big Amir de Gavart. I'm a Shemir de Gavart. Al Dvar Ashley Kidmu Eschem. It was a big problem when they didn't bring us the water. Many of Klal Yisrael died because of it. That's Eschem. Al Dvar Ashley Kidmu Eschem. Balechem Ubamoy. But when it comes to Asher Sachar Olecha, when Klal Yisrael is united, that didn't work. Because we were Alecha, it wasn't Aleichem. Asher Sachar, they tried to unite, but it didn't work. Asher Sachar, Alecha. Now, Rabbi Yisai, let's go back to the Teretz to the of Reb Tzadik HaKoyin in the Mishnah. As we've spoken, that Bilam is trying to make Klal Yisrael that it lacks achdus, that it has sinas chinam. And the truth is, Klal Yisrael, maybe in certain areas, are questions, but the whole sum total was unbelievable. But there was another lesson that Bilam had to learn, and this Reb Tzadok HaKohen says so beautifully. The Talmidim of Moshe, who were the counterpart of Bilam, and they were in the same time as Bilam, were Yidden. They were Jews. Talmid of Shal Moshe Tachidden. Talmid of Shal Avram are who? Goyim. There were no Yidden at the time. Zok Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Tzukumin and Fregin, Ma Bein, the Talmidim of Bilam, to the Talmidim of Moshe. The Bester Goy doesn't come close to the Erkster Yid. They wouldn't even have such a Mishnah. There can never be a discussion, Zakrib Tzadik, the Talmid of Shal Moshe, Yidden, with Goyim. They're not even in the same comparative. You can't even compare them. Talmid of Shal Bilam with the Talmid of Shal Avram. Okay, can we read Nun Zaginan? The Talmid of Shal Avram had better Ma'ilus and Midas than the Talmidim of Bilam. What's the Limud Apesai? Let's talk L'naisa. One, whenever we fall into this, it's a horror, so to speak, of complaining against Klal Yisrael and there are things that happen. Look at Klal Yisrael as a whole and how much chesed they do. How great they are when it comes to helping. And the second thing is, remember, the biggest guy doesn't come to the toenails of what a Yid is, what a Yid has inside himself. And these are two lessons, what they say. We need to be mechazik ourselves. Mechazik ourselves. It's important. As we reach the time where we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash based on Sinas Chinam, try to train ourselves and train our children. Very important in the home not to be negative. Not to be negative. It's a big nesayin. I can't tell you. I get it. I get it. I'm not blind. I'm not fooling myself. It's a tremendous nesayin. Shabbos tables. You come home from shul. Don't put down people and don't speak about this. And even if the person's wrong and it hurts you and it bothers you, look at the whole picture of Klal Yisrael. We're beautiful. Definitely can't be even comparative to the guy. That's the pshat. Hey, nam levadot yishkay. We're unique. We stand alone. Of the bagoyim to the guy like yischashav, we can never even be counted in and compared to. Let us taka bizeich abayisay. Work on it. I beg you. I ask you. And this is two advice how to work on havas yisrael. This is bizeich to the binyan based on mikdash.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.